Vav Mishnah Gimel. Okay, let's remember what we learned about till now. We learned about Aver Minachai, a limb that came off a live person. And basically, everyone agreed, for sure, Tame. The Shaila that we're going to deal with in this next Mishnah is not a full limb, but flesh from a live person and bone from a live person. Zakta Mishnah. Masechtas Idyas, Perik Vav Mishnah Gimel. Kizayis Basar, a kizayis of Basar, HaPoyresh, that came off, Me'evra Menachai, from a limb of a live person. Rabbi Eliezer Metame, Rabbi Eliezer says, it's Tame, just like flesh that comes off from a mace is Tame. But Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Nechunya Metarim, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Nechunya Paskin, that it's Tohar, just like flesh that comes from a living person, is Tohar. Remember, a limb that comes from a living person is Tameh. But just flesh is Tohar. Etzem Kisa'ida, a piece of bone that is the size of a barley corn. Ha'poyresh me'evri menachai, that comes from a limb that's taken from a living person. Reb Nechunya mitame. Here Reb Nechunya says it's Tameh, just like a bone that's taken from a mace. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Metarin, and Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua Paskin, that it's Tohar, like a bone that's removed from a living person. In the rest of the Mishnah, we're going to have a Shakal of Atariya between these Tanoim. Now, you want to try to understand the Mishnah? It's not a difficult Mishnah, but this is what I need you to do for me. I need you, remember you can press the pause button, but I need you to take a pen and a paper, and I need you to write down as follows. Aver Menachai, a limb from a live person, for sure Tameh. No one argues. No machloikis. Make a line underneath that. Basar Menachai, flesh from a limb of a live person. Two-way machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer says Tameh. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Nechunya say Tohar. Next, the third part of the paper. Etzem Menachai, a bone from a live person. Here we have a three-way machloikis. Reb Nechunya says, a bone from a live person, Tomei. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua say, a bone from a live person is Tar. Okay, do you have this sheet? It should be divided into three. Top part of the sheet, again, I'm chazering over. A full limb from a live person is for sure Tomei. Next part of the sheet. Flesh from a live person. Rabbi Eliezer says, Tomei. Rabbi Yeshua and Reb Nechunya say, Tohar. Third part of the sheet, a bone from a live person. Over here, you're going to write, Rabbi Nechunya says, Tameh. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua say, Tohar. If you're going to take a good look at this sheet, you're going to see that Be'etzem, there's a three-way machlokes here. What's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says, flesh from a live person, Tameh. A bone from a live person, Tohar. What's the sheet of Reb Nechunya? Reb Nechunya says, flesh from a live person, Tohar. A bone from a live person, Tameh. What's the sheet of Rabbi Yehoshua? Both Basar and Etzem from a live person are Tohar. Again. No, I may be repeating this several times, but it's so important to understand the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Nechunya are exactly the opposite. Rabbi Eliezer says, flesh from a live person is Tameh, the bone is Tohar. Rabbi Nechunya says, flesh from a live person is Tohar, and the bone is Tameh. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua holds, both the flesh and the bone of a live person are both Tohar. The rest of the Mishnah is going to be a dialogue or a debate between these Heilige Tanoim. The debate begins. Omru loy l'Rabbi Eliezer. Reb Nechunya and Rabbi Yehoshua say to Rabbi Eliezer, Mari Isa, what did you see over here? What's the basis of your shita? L'tamei kezayis basar apayrish me'evra menachai, to make tamei a kezayis of flesh that comes from a limb taken from a living person. Amalehem, so he answered them. Rabbi Eliezer answered Reb Nechunya and Rabbi Yehoshua, well, Mitzina, we find Aver Menachai Kemes Shalem. We find that a limb from a living person is like a whole body of a dead person. In what way? Well, if you have a body of a dead person, it can give over tumah in three ways. Maga, touching. Masa, carrying it, even though the person is not touching it. It's carrying it on a bed or so on. And oil, essentially being under the same roof or similar situations. So too, a limb from a living person is tumah, and it gives tumah through tumah's oil. Now, everyone agrees with this. But now we go a step further. Here's where the disagreement comes. Mahames, just like in regard to a dead body. Kazayis basar ha-pairish imenu tamei. A kazayis flesh that comes from a dead body is tamei. So why bazay af evre menachai? In regard to a limb removed from a living person, the halacha should be, says Rabbi Eliezer, that kazayis basar ha-pairish imenu yeh tamei. That a kazayis of flesh that comes from it is tamei. Amrulai. So again, Rav Nechunya and Rav Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Loi, no, we don't accept this comparison. Im timesa kazayis basar, you attack a metama, a kazayis of flesh, hapirish men ameis, that comes from ameis, from a person that passed away. You know why? Shekain timesa, because you are metama, etzem kisa oira. A bone the size of a barley, hapirish mimenu, that comes from a dead person to be tame. In other words, if the Torah was machmir, with a bone coming from a dead person, so it stands to reason the Torah would also be machmir with flesh that comes from a dead person. But because of that, tetame, you're also being metame, Rabbi Eliezer. They're asking Rabbi Eliezer, why are you also saying that it's tame when you have a kazayis bos or hapirish mi'evre menachai? A kazayis of flesh that comes from a limb from a living person? Shekein tiharta etzem kisayra parash imena? A bone that comes from such a limb of a living person is tahar? Even you, Rabbi Eliezer, are maskim that a limb from a living person is something we're more makel with, we're more lenient with, in regard to a bone that comes from it. So maybe the Torah was also more makel, more lenient, in regard to basa, in regard to the flesh that comes from it. And maybe that's also tahar. So Rabbi Eliezer does not really answer at this point. We don't really understand why Rabbi Eliezer holds that basar from a live person is tamei, while the bone from a live person is tahar. Now, the other two tanoim address Rabbi Nechunya. What do you hold, Rabbi Nechunya? That the basar from a live person is tahar and the bone is tamei. The opposite of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says basar tamei etzim tahar. Rav Nechunya says, the flesh from a live person is tahar, the bone is tamei. Amru loisa Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua said, le Rabbi Nechunya to Rav Nechunya, Marisa, what's the basis of your psak? Where do you get this, le tamei, to be metama, etzem kisa'ira, a bone the size of a barley hapirish mi'evri menachai, that comes from a limb taken from a live person? Amalehem, so he said to them, well, Metzinu Evrim Menachai Kemes Shalem. We find that a limb from a living person is like a complete mace in regard to the Alachis of Tumah. He's starting out the same way Rabbi Eliezer started out. And therefore, Maha Mace, just like in regard to a mace, Etzem Kisa Oida, the bone the size of a barley, Hapirish Imenu Tami that comes out of a mace is Tameh. So Af Evrim Menachai, the same should be true for a limb from a live person. Etzem kisa'ira, this bone that's as big at least as a barley, a pirish imenu that comes out of it, yitame should be tame. So now Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are going to have the same taina that they had before on Rabbi Eliezer. Amrulai, they said to him, Loi, no, how could you compare the two? Im temesa etzem kisa'ira, a pirish menames, if you consider a bone the size of a barley that comes from a course to be tame, why? Shekein temesa kazayis basar a pirish imenu, because you consider a kazayis of flesh that comes from the mace to be tame. In other words, your argument is that since we see that the Torah HaKadosha was strict, was machmir, with basar, with flesh, that comes from a mace, so it makes sense the Torah should also be machmir with a bone that comes from a mace. But tetami etzem kisayra parish meve menachai, will you make tame on this basis a bone the size of barley that comes from a limb removed from a live person? No, you admit that it's not true. But Shekein Tahar to you a Metayer Kizayis Basar HaPayrish Vimenu. you pass in that kezayis of flesh of basar that comes from such a limb as tar. So I don't understand. You, Reb Nachon, you agree that a limb from a living person, the Torah Kedosha treats it more kuladik than in regard to flesh. So maybe the Torah was also more lenient about it in regard to a bone that comes from it and considers it to be tahar. Now we go back to Rabbi Eliezer and Reb Nachunya, and they're going to fa'am for their shitas. Again, Rabbi Eliezer is going to fa'am for why basar from a live person is tameh and a bone is tar, whereas Reb Nachunya says the opposite, that basar from a live person is tar and the bone is tameh. Amri loyle Rabbi Eliezer. They said to Rabbi Eliezer, Ma re'isa lachlok midasecha. Why do you divide what you're comparing? Where did you get this? That basar is tameh and etzem is tar. Oy tameh b'shneim. Either say that both are tameh, oy tar b'shneim, or say that both are tar. Amalehem. So Rabbi Eliezer explained, let me tell you why I have the shita that the basar from a live person is tameh and the bone is tar. It's because miruba tumas habasar mitumas u'atzamais. We find that the tumah of flesh is greater than the tumah of bones. Shahabasar noyeg b'nevela su b'shatzer. The tumah of flesh is even by nevelos, by a carcass of an animal, and shiratzim. It says so in the Torah. Shatzim are the 8 shatzim that the Torah enumerates. Mashenkin batzamais, that's not true in the case of bones. The bones of nevelos and shatzim are not tameh. So you see we're more machmir by basar. Basar is a source of tumah in regard to other things that bones don't transmit tumah from. So if I'm going to learn from a mace what the halach is, I'll be more machmer by basar from a live person than bones from a live person. And that's why I, Rabbi Eliezer, hold basar from a live person is tameh and bones from a live person is tar, or a bone from a live person. And I'll tell you another reason. Another reason why I am machmir by tumas basar from a live person and makel by a bone from a live person. Davar achar, another pshat is Aver sheyeshal of basa keroy, a limb from a living person that has the right amount of flesh on it. What does that mean, a right amount of flesh? It means, the Batanura explains, that there's enough basa, enough flesh left on the limb that it would have healed. It would have grown back had it still been attached to a living person. So aver sheyeshal of basa keroy, a limb that had on it enough basa that would have healed, mitamba b'maga, now that it was ripped off or fell off from a person, Rachman al-Itzlan, it's metame by touching, uba masa, or if someone carries it without touching it, uba ayal, or through Tumas ayal. Now, a limb has to have three things, bone, flesh, and the gidim. The gid literally is called sinew, S-I-N-E-W. Sinews are like what's called tendons. You hear Chas v'Shalom sometimes, someone ripped a tendon. It's like a little string. It holds muscles together, or parts of bones together. Your tefillin are tied with gidim. So again, when we say a limb, this limb has in it bone, flesh, and these gidim. Chasar abasar, some of the flesh is missing, tameh, the limb is still tameh. As long as enough flesh remains, then had it still been connected to a person, it would have been able to heal. Chasar ha'etzem, but if the bone of the limb is missing, it's no longer considered a limb. It's tar. So what do you see from here? You see that flesh is more strict than bones. Some missing flesh still keeps the limb tummy. Missing bones don't. Missing bones will be metairit. That's the reason, says Rabbi Eliezer, that I hold basar from a living person is tummy, and the bone is tar. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amru loy le Rabbi Nachunya. They said to Rabbi Nachunya, they, meaning Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, said to Rav Nechunya, you hold the opposite of Rabbi Eliezer. You say the basar from a living person is tahar, but the bone coming from a living person, from the limb of a living person, is tameh. Amrulai, so Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua said le Rabbi Nechunya to Rav Nechunya, Mari Isa, what is the basis? What did you see over here? What's your svara lechalek midoisecha? To divide it. Oy tami bishneim, oy tar bishneim. Either say that both the basar and etzem are tami, or say they're both tar. Amar lehem. So Rav Nechunya said, let me tell you why I have the shita that the basar of a live person is tar. And the answer is tamei. Because we see meruba tumas huatzamais. We find that the tumah of bones is greater meitumas habasar than the tumah of the flesh. Where do we see that? Where do we see that the tumah of bones is greater than that of the tumah of flesh? Shahabasar haparish min hachai. Flesh that comes from a living person, tar is tar. But the aver hapayrish mimenu, a limb that comes from a living person. Vahu kibriyasai, and it maintains its original form like we explained. It has all three. It has the flesh, bones, and gidim. That's tame. So again, stam basar, not a whole limb. Stam basar that comes from a live person is not tame. But Idab Yeshua hold that both the basar and the etzem are tahar. But when you combine it with the bone, it's tame. So we see that the bone is the source of the tumah. That's why I think we should be more strict with bone than with flesh. That's why I hold once again, basar from a live person is tar, the bone is tame. And then, like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Nechunya finds another reason to explain why he holds basar of a live person is tar and the etzem of a live person is tame. Another pshat is, you know where we see that the tumah of bones is greater than the tumah of flesh? Kizayis basara, kizayis of flesh. That comes from a mace, from a dead person. Metam is metame in three different ways. Bimaga, through touching it. Ubamasa, carrying even without touching, over oil and through temes oil, primarily being under the same roof. Veroi vatsamais. There is also a halacha that if there's a skeleton that has most of its bones, Mitamin bimaga ubamasa ba'oil, it's also mitamin in all three ways. By touching it, by carrying it, even without touching it, and through oil. But if you don't have a kazayas basar, if you don't have roiv huatzamais, so we say chaser habasar, if some of the flesh is missing and it remains less than a kazayas, it's completely tar. Doesn't give off any tum, not through maga, not through masa, not through oil. On the other hand, chaser roiv at some ice, if you don't have most of the bones, afalpi, even though shetohar militame be oil, it'll no longer be metame be oil just by being under the same roof with it. But bones from a mace, even if you don't have roiv of the bones, it's still metame be mago be masa by touching it or carrying it. So when it comes to the flesh and bones of a living person, it makes sense to be more strict with the bones than the flesh. Now, Rabbi Eliezer had two reasons to explain why he was more strict with the basar than the etzem. Rabbi Nechunya told us already two, now he's going to add a third reason why we should be more strict with the bone than the basar. Dovar achar, I'll show you a third way, says Rabbi Nechunya. Why I hold that basar tohar etzim tamei, why I hold that the tumah of bones is greater than the tumah of flesh, because kol besar hames, if you have the whole flesh of an entire body, shepachas mekazayis, but let's say it all adds up to less than a kazayis. The din is tar. This would be a baby that came out of the mother early, so it's very little. All the flesh is here, but it's less than a kazayis. The din is tahar. Less than a kazayis of basar is tar. On the other hand, the roiv ben yonoi, in regard to bones, if you have two things, roiv bin yonai and roiv min yonai. Roiv bin yonai means you have most of the structure of the skeleton. Roiv min yonai means if you would add up the amount of bones, you have most of the bones. If you have either one of the two, if you want to count up bones, you want to have most of the bones, but you have most of the skeleton in place. Or, you don't have most of the skeleton in place, but if you want to count up bones, you have most of the total amount of bones. So again, roiv bin yonai, or v'roiv min yonoi, most of the amount of bones shall nes, avabi sha'ein behem roiva, even though they don't add up to the measure of a quarter kav. Just like we say a kazayas of basar, by bones the shear is a roiva kav. But it doesn't have to be a roiva kav. There are other ways, even if you're missing the shear, to get to the tumah. Whether it's roiv bin yonoi or roiv min yonoi, we still say tmein, that your tummy through tumas oil. So wait a second. The shear for basar goes with a kazayas. If you don't have the kazayas, even if it's a whole little mace, it's tar. But when it comes to bones, as long as most of it is here, it's tar. So again, we see that bones have a greater kayach to give over tumah than flesh. And that's the reason, says Rav Nechunya, that I hold basar from a live person is tar and the bones are tumah. Okay, so we dealt with Rabbi Eliezer, we dealt with Rav Nechunya. Now we turn to Rabbi Yeshua. What do you hold, Rabbi Yeshua? You say they're both tar. The basar of a live person is tar and the etzem of a live person is tar. The flesh is tar and the bone is tar. Amru loy le Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eliezer and Rav Nechunya said to Rabbi Yeshua, Ma re'isa l'tar b'shneim, why do you consider both of them tahar? After all, an eva removed from a living person should be tamei like a corpse. An eva removed from a tamedika person gives over tumah through oil. So shouldn't we compare the flesh and the bone that come from that eva to that of a mes? Amalehem, so he said to them, Loi, no. In the nartim b'mes, you know why in regard to a mes, the flesh and bones that come from it are tamei. We see where there are such chumrais. There are so many different ways how the bones from a mes could be metama. One way is if you have roiva of the bones. Another way is if you have a quarter calf. And it doesn't even have to be mamish the bones. It could be the dust from the decomposed bones. All of that is not true for the flesh of a bone that comes from the limb of a live person. There's no such din that if you have the majority of bones or a quarter calf of its bones and even the dust, that could be metama tumas oil. So we see the Torah paskins in regard to a mess in a very strict way. It gives over tumah through tumas oil without things being complete. Roiv bones, a quarter kav, even the dust. Tomru b'chai, on the other hand, by a live person, you don't have these kinds of shiurim. Shame by roiv. There's no halacha of roiv bones or v'roiva rakov or a quarter kav including the dust. That should be metama tumas oil. So you see, says Rabbi Yeshua, the Torah doesn't consider the tumah of a limb from a living person as strict as it does the tumah of a mace. So we have no right to assume that a limb from a living person has any of the extra chumrais that we find by a mace, such as the flesh or bone that breaks off from it. And that's why, while both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Nechunya compare something to a mace, Rabbi Eliezer compares the basar to a mace, Rabbi Nechunya compares the etzem, Rabbi Yeshua says, I compare nothing to a mace. A mace is a mace, and a live person is a live person. You can't learn one from another. Okay, so let's see what we can do about chazering over this Mishnah and make it as simple as possible. I'm sure you have your sheet, right? That should have helped you all along. And remember the three parts to your sheet. On the top you wrote, Avri Menachai is Tomei. Everyone holds that way. That's a full limb from a live person is Tomei. Next. Basar minachai, flesh from a live person. Flesh from a limb from a live person. Rabbi Eliezer says Tomei. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Nechunya both say Tohar. Third part of the sheet. A bone from a live person. Rabbi Nechunya says Tomei. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua say Tohar. So to make a quick chazara, what is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer? Flesh from a live person is tameh, a bone from a live person is tahar. What is the sheet of Rabbi Nechunya? The opposite. Flesh from a live person is tahar, a bone from a live person is tameh. The sheet of Rabbi Yeshua is easier to remember. He says, live person, tahar. Flesh from a live person is tar, a bone from a live person is tar. The only time you'll have tumah from a live person is if it's a whole limb. So they asked Rabbi Eliezer, why are you so strict with a kazayas basar that comes from Avri Menachai? So he told them, what do you mean? Avri Menachai, a whole limb, is like a mace. It's metama b'mago b'masa b'oil. So just like in regard to a mace, a kazayas basar that comes out is tameh. Avri Menachai also, a kazayas basar that comes out is tameh. So they said to Rabbi Eliezer, wait a second. You consider a kazayas flesh that comes from a mes to be tameh. You know why? Because the bone that's the size of a sa'ida, that's the size of a barley that comes from a mes is tameh. But the bone from a live person is tar, so why shouldn't the basar of a live person be tar? Then they turn to Rav Nechunya. You say the basar of a live person is tar, the etzem of a live person is tummy. Where do you get that from? So you say, where do I get that the etzem of a live person is tar? Well, we find that a limb from a living person is like a complete corpse. It's like a mace, right? Everyone holds a whole limb as tummy from a living person. In regard to a dead person, an etzem that comes out is tummy. So in the case of Avram and Achai, we should say the same thing. It also should be compared to a mace, like the whole limb is compared to a mace. So the bone that comes out should be tummy. So they said to Rav Nechunya, so why isn't the basar tummy? Just like you say, no. Kizai is basar from a mace, is tummy, yet the basar from a live person is tar, so why shouldn't the same be true for the bone? Then they turned to Rabbi Eliezer, and they said to him, look, Rabbi Eliezer, can you please explain why you're saying that the basar of a live person is tummy and the etzem is tahar? Either they should both be tummy or both be tahar. So Rabbi Eliezer gave two reasons why he's more machmer by basar than by etzem. One is we see the Torah is more machmer by basar. The basar of a carcass, of an nevela, or creeping things, the eight creeping things that the Torah says are considered shratzim, their tummy, not their bones. Furthermore, I'll prove to you that the tumah of flesh, basar, is more strict than etzem. An aver that has a proper amount of basar, that means basar, had it still been connected, it would have healed, is metame in all three ways, maga, masa, and oil. Take off some of that basar, as long as there's enough that it could heal, we still say tame. But you take off the bone, if some of the bone of a limb is missing, it's tar. So those are two reasons. The Rabbi Eliezer says, we see we're more machmer by basar than by etzem. Now we turn to Rav Nechunya and we say, why? Why are you saying basar of a live person is tar and the bone of a live person is tameh? Either both tar or both tameh. Rav Nechunya is going to give three reasons why he's more machmer by etzem than by a basar from a live person. Reason number one, flesh that comes from a living person is tar. A limb that comes from him, and it has all three things, flesh, bone, and the gidim is tummy. So flesh alone is not tummy. When you put it together with a bone, it's tummy. So you see that bone is what makes the tumah. That's why I hold that bone from a live person is tummy, basar is tar. Second reason why Rav Nechunya says, bone is tummy and basar is tar. A kizayis basar from a dead person is metam in all three ways, maga, masa, and oil. If you have a majority of the bones, it's metame in all three ways, maga, masa, oil. Basar less than a kazayas from a dead person is completely tar. It's not metame in any way whatsoever. But if you don't have most of the bones, it only becomes tar through tumas oil, but it's still metame b'mago b'masa. So that's a second way to prove, says Rav Nechunya, that the tumah of bones should be more strict than the tumah of basar. And a third way to prove, to explain his shita, why basar from a live person is tar and etzem from a live person is tameh. If you have an entire mess of nebuchad baby, let's say a baby that miscarried, which is very little, but it's less than a kazayas, it's tar. Without the kazayas, it's tar. It doesn't make a difference if you have the whole thing over here. But in regard to bones, you have to have either most of the structure of the corpse or most of the amount of bones. If you add up the amount of bones, you have most of them. Once you have that, even though you're missing the shear of a quarter kav, it's still going to transmit tumma through tumas oil. So flesh that's missing the kazayas is tar, even though you have the whole thing. But bones, if you have the whole thing, or even roiv, even though it's missing the weight amount, is tar. That's another reason, says Rav Nechunya, why I am makel by basar and machmer by tamei. Okay, now comes what the more easier part. Why Rav Yeshua says both flesh and etzem are tar from a live person. He learns nothing from a mace. He says you can't compare it to a mace at all. By a mace, the halacha is, with flesh and bones that come from a mace, a majority of its bones, a quarter kav of bones, and even the dust of the bones are metama through tumas, maga, masa, and oil. But a live person, You don't have these halachas. If you have roiv, or roiv akav, or the rekev, or the dust, you don't have these halachas. You don't have these strictnesses over here by a live person. There's no tumas lael then. So you see that the tumah of a limb from a living person is not as strict as the tumah of a mace. And that's why I, Rabbi Yeshua, hold that both the basar and the etzem are tahar.